The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
A very good afternoon, Rolien. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Good, and you, Mr. Gary?
I am very well, thank you. Well, we're having load shedding, so but good, nevertheless, still good. And Rolien, so one soldier, two Palestinians killed in heavy exchange of fire. So I know this is a developing story, and I'm sure you've got more info on it. So what do we know about this?
Well, last night there were counter-terror ops carried out in the West Bank and just north of the town of Jenin. A battle broke out, very, very heavy gunfire between IDF counter-terror troops and two Palestinian terrorists who ambushed them, and a IDF soldier, Major Bar Falah, 31 years old from Netanya, a commander in the Nahal Brigade, was killed. As you can imagine, just absolute distraught families across Israel today, because the death of one soldier is the death of all our children. This is how we feel here. But the two terrorists were also eliminated.
Terrible, terrible, absolutely. And the US is backing off their calls for the IDF to review their rules of engagement. How has this come about?
Well, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, in fact, actually last week, Israel was outraged, and we spoke about it in the Israel Report, that the IDF had released their findings with regards to the shooting accidentally, of course, during another heavy exchange of gunfire of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Now, this follows independent investigations conducted by the US, as well as the initial investigation by the Palestinian coroner, all who ruled that nobody can find absolute conclusive evidence who it was. Now, the IDF, I think, trying to, I don't know, maybe get ahead of the narrative, maybe just trying to politic a little bit, said that there's no unequivocal proof. However, there is a probability or a possibility it could have been the IDF, which is the same line that they gave at the beginning. Now, the State Department came out, their spokesperson Ned Price said that, you know, that they're happy that the IDF concluded an investigation, and that was pretty much we heard. Until the next day, when the deputy spokesperson came out and he said that they want the IDF to review our rules of engagement. Now, this was not received well at all. We had the whole gamut of comments coming in from the political establishment, including, of course, our defense minister, our prime minister, as well as our alternate prime minister, Naftali Bennett, who cautioned against the interference of the Americans into internal issues here in Israel. Prime Minister Lapid saying that, you know, our soldiers literally fight for our lives. As you and I've just discussed, we've had one soldier killed today, something that the whole country feels very, very personally. And our IDF conduct themselves by a very, very strict code of conduct. In fact, during situations where we have engaged in conflagration, the military establishment around the world actually applaud our rules of engagement. So Defense Minister, Prime Minister coming out saying that it's Israel's decision and Israel's decision alone what the rules of engagement are. Now, at the moment, the Jerusalem Post annual conference is underway in the United States, in New York, and yesterday the ambassador of the U.S. to Israel, Tom Knight, spoke, and he said, you know, we don't expect Israel to tell us about their rules of engagement or to change that. He called the IDF a phenomenal military, and he said, you know, we in the U.S., we're reviewing our rules of engagement all the time. So I think they've backed off. I think they saw that Israel was not going to be pushed around with regards to how our soldiers conduct themselves. They conduct themselves quite exemplary.
Absolutely. Totally get that. And I mean, if there's one thing about Israel, and that is their army, don't mess with them. The IDF intelligence chief said that he believes that if it wasn't for Hezbollah, Lebanon would be part of the Abraham Accords. And it's quite a statement. What did the intel chief say about this?
It is quite a statement. Yeah. So this is the intel chief speaking at the Reichman University's annual counter-terror conference yesterday. There seems to be a lot of conferences happening. Sadly, I'm not at either of them. But he was speaking yesterday saying that in his belief, if it wasn't for Hezbollah, and he actually warned Nasrallah, he said, I would hate for Nasrallah, who is the chief of Hezbollah, to underestimate Israel's response should they try to launch some kind of attack. And he went on to say, it is his belief that if it wasn't for Hezbollah and the absolute stronghold that they have holding Lebanon hostage, those were his words, he believes that Lebanon would be a part of the Abraham Accords. So really quite a statement, because at the moment there's very little rapprochement, if any at all, between Israel and Lebanon. At the moment there are negotiations underway for that maritime border that we've been discussing, and it is believed that it is about 95% completed. And, you know, it really is quite an extraordinary statement to make like that, and really dominated the headlines yesterday.
Mm. And how are the Abraham Accords shaping the region?
Well, we've now marked 2 years since the signing of the Abraham Accords, which is a phenomenal achievement in this region. And it's something that if you had said to me 2.5 years ago, I would have said to you, what are you talking about? This is absolute nonsense, never going to happen. Something that the former Secretary of State, John Kerry, once opined, he said, there'll never be peace with Arab countries until there is peace with the Palestinians. And it looks like the other way is working. Maybe we'll have peace with the Palestinians because they'll see the results and the proof of how successful the Abraham Accords are. So they really are extraordinary. I mean, this week we've welcomed a military delegation from Morocco on their first visits to Israel. There's hardly a day that goes by without memorandums of understanding being signed between Israel and her Abrahamic partners, that is the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and to a lesser degree, Sudan. We have seen a free trade agreement signed this week between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, trade already exceeding the $1 billion mark this year between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Major MOUs concluded with the Kingdom of Bahrain, also to increase the cooperation. We, of course, have the Negev summit and the working documents around that, which sees further cooperation between those countries, including as well our other peace partners, Jordan and Egypt. So we are really seeing, at least from this perspective, a transformation of the region. The big question is, will the Palestinians see this as incentive enough to change their tack? Yes, of course, we can also argue, you know, Israel also has to play a part. We also have to sit and negotiate. But the onus really is on the Palestinians. Do you want to continue down the path that you are going down, the path of incitement, the path of failing to recognize that Israel exists, the path of conflict, or do you want to join the rest of the region and sit at the table of peace?
Mm-hmm. And lastly, Queen Elizabeth's funeral on Monday, as regards to who's attending from Israel?
Our president, Isaac Herzog, has confirmed that he and the First Lady will be representing Israel at the funeral. In fact, one of the requests made by the organizers, I don't know who does it, if it's Buckingham Palace, I'm sure many of you have just watched that extraordinary ceremony moving the coffin of Her Majesty the Queen from Buckingham Palace to lay in state at the Palace of Westminster. I think everyone will agree with me when I say nobody does it quite like the British, that majesty and ceremony. But delegates, and these are foreign leaders from countries around the world, including foreign royalty, have asked please not to fly in via private jets, to take commercial airlines, and that there will be a bus that will transport them. I mean, people were saying, can we see Joe Biden catching a bus, Gavin? I mean, I don't think so. He has got a special dispensation to bring the beast. That is his, I don't know how much it weighs, a ton car. And President Macron, President Steinmeier from Germany also getting special dispensation, as well as President Herzog, understanding the specific security issues around Israeli president. So he will be representing us and will have his usual security detail. I really want to see some of these world leaders catching.
I was just thinking about that. Can you imagine, huh? Especially when there are no seats available and sort of just on the handrail, standing there. Yeah. Another
Boy,
thought.
Can there. You see it now?
No. Rolene, thank you so much. That was the Israel Report with Rolene Marks. And we'll be chatting to Rolene same time, same place tomorrow afternoon.